welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And I'm Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by Booby Juice. Booby Juice freeze-dries your very own breast milk into shelf-stable powder that you can take on the go. And today's episode is also brought to you by Similri Breast Pumps. From ultra-tiny pumps as small as a sticky note to fully adjustable pumps with 85 setting combinations, you're in control of your pumping journey. And we will hear more from our sponsors later, but you can head to badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com and check out our sponsor page. If you ever need anything, see if you can give them any of your business because they make this podcast possible. And while you're there, you can scroll down and enter your email address, and we will send these episodes straight to your inbox every week. And we are on Patreon, and we are having really a lot of fun with our... We have a lot going on lately. We have like... we have to schedule our Zoom hangout.
Oh, yes. We do have to do that. Yep.
And it'll likely be like... one of the last weekends in March, if you want to like hurry on over and be a part of it. We just hang out and we like chat, we vent, people ask advice, we do all kinds of just getting to know each other. And we have extra episodes, we have mini podcast videos that Diane and I each do, we have our Revolution Parenting episodes. So there's a lot going on, and we would like to see you there. You can head to the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from, and there'll be a link right at the top, and you can check the tiers if any of them appeal to you. And we're still hosting our ongoing giveaway for people who leave reviews around the internet. So... leave a review with words or stars or whatever it is that they allow and send a screenshot, and we will send a goodie bag of thank you for nursing in public and podcast stickers to your home. Email the screenshot and your address to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com and you'll get that in the mail. If you have not gotten it in the mail, please feel free to send an email. If it's been like a few weeks, send an email because... I am not because. A perfect person. I'm not Sometimes we a forget. Perfect person. Isn't that a song?
Yes, it is.
It is. What a funny line in the song. So I think Diane has our review of the week now. I've said enough.
I do. I started listening to your podcast when my baby was just a couple of weeks old. I have religiously listened to hundreds of your episodes since then, laughing and nodding along with both of you as you discuss common challenges, misconceptions, and normalize normal baby behavior. That is a thing of mine, everybody, if you haven't noticed that by now. My now 16-month-old baby has always been highly sensitive and needed to be close to me at all times. There were many occasions where I wondered, am I alone? Is this normal? I felt very unsupported and shamed by her pediatrician, tried to tell me she should be sleeping through the night and no night nursing at 6 months old. And when you discussed Dr. Jenny Thomas in an episode, I immediately jumped on the opportunity to set up an appointment with her as she just so happened to be in my area.
Oh, yes.
We are now established with Dr. Thomas, who is so supportive, and we are at 16 months strong into our breastfeeding journey, including multiple times overnight. I want to thank you both for the wonderful work you do and the amazing information you are putting out.
That's so awesome. That is so cool that she gets to see Dr. Jenny Thomas now as a pediatrician.
Yeah, that is really awesome.
She's so awesome. I asked this person who left the review to tell her I said hi next to her next appointment.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. I know. I was really glad for her. And she got to do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And congrats. And thank you for listening to your instinct regarding your own child when other people tell you that they should be doing things that they are obviously not ready to do. So,
yeah.
Just, yeah.
I know.
I know. There's like no words.
I don't know what to say. People just love to tell you what your baby should be doing.
Babies are individual little humans and they do what they do.
Yeah. And
some are highly sensitive and some are not.
You know what? I was getting my hair done yesterday and I was talking to the lady who does my hair And we're like, we both love dogs. And we were talking about dogs and like how just how they have like she has a new dog who's like really just got like a lot of energy. And we were just talking about dogs and how they have different personalities and how you don't know like really like kind of dog it's going to be until it like gets like a lot older. And you know, and like, it's like, you know, and she's just like, you know, it's so true. You know, that it's like, we are able to accept that dogs have their own personalities and are individual like things. And, you know, there's certain things about them that you can't control. And, but we can't handle that when it comes to a baby, like a freaking human being.
It's so like, we just, it's
like, yeah, like we totally get dogs. But we don't get babies.
It is wild.
It's just weird.
It really is. It is. It's very weird. And we should, at this point, you would think that we've come far enough that we would understand that, like, you know, babies do their own thing and they have their own little personalities. They don't, their personality doesn't come out when they're 10. Like, they have their personalities when they have their personalities.
And yeah, right, right.
They just, some of them are oversensitive. Some of them are not. Some of them are criers. Some of them are not. Some of them are sleepers. Some of them are not. Like, you just, they aren't the same.
No, they're not the same. And that's just like one of the reasons why, like, what we're going to talk about today is why these sort of like, just all these generalizations, all these boxes that we create for babies, and babies don't fit into it. And then we're like, oh my God, something's wrong.
Yeah, we terrorize ourselves. We do it to ourselves half the time.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not some family member doing it to you.
Yeah, that's true. Because that happens. We know that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for your message.
Yes, thank you so much. And congratulations on your new, lovely, wonderful pediatrician. You will be much happier with Dr. Thomas. And I can't remember what episode that was. Like, I remember what we were talking about. It was the tiger. And yes, but I can't remember what episode it was that we talked about.
I feel like I bring her up a lot in that article that she wrote. And she has like such a fun blog on her website. I can find it and put it in the show notes. She has like things like that that are just like, where she just talks about like normal things with babies and like from, you know, like that you just don't hear about.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That would be awesome to have her as a pediatrician.
Yeah.
But
and she's today, the one, the last thing I'll say about Jenny Thomas, but she was the one who, She wrote a book, you know, like a, I don't know, get started with breastfeeding book. I don't even remember what it's called, but she said in the book that like she was in med school and, you know, she learned all this stuff and then she went out and started practicing and she was at like a, she was at a conference or something somewhere and people were talking about breastfeeding and she was just like, I didn't know any of this. Why does this person know more than me? I'm a doctor. And, you know, she was like, we didn't learn anything about breastfeeding in medical school. She's like, I knew off the top of my head, all the ingredients and formula, all of the, you know, everything having to do with like, you know, formula, and medical stuff. But we didn't get anything about breastfeeding. And that's when she decided to become an IBCLC. She was like, I don't want somebody knowing more than me. She's totally that kind of person. Like, she's just like, oh no, I'm going to become an expert in that.
I love it when the doctors are IBCLCs. I think that's amazing.
I know. And like, she just like went out and did it because she wasn't like, oh, you guys are wrong. No,
right.
Just use formula. She was like, why is this like, this is like, you know, whatever peer reviewed research that this person's talking about that I don't know about. And so she just went and became educated in it. Yes.
It's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about apps today because there's so many apps.
They're everywhere.
I know they're everywhere, and I know y'all have some. Although I do also know that some of you have deleted them since listening to our podcast, because every once in a while we're like, delete that app, delete the app. So that's cool.
Down with the apps.
But you, yeah. I don't think people realize how many fucking apps there are.
Oh my God, I know.
There is just everything. There's like three right off the top. I just Googled it. I just Googled some. Like, there's like a handful that just say newborn tracker.
Yeah.
And so you can go in there and you track every feed, every diaper change, every sleep, you know, every nap or whatever, and the amount of time.
But what's the point? Like, what do we want to learn from this? Like, if I'm I have a newborn and I'm tracking everything, I'm tracking every feeding, every diaper change. Like, what am I learning from that? What is that teaching me? What is that telling me? That my baby ate and had a poopy diaper? Like, I know that because I'm the one that fed the baby and changed the baby.
Right.
So what am I trying to get from it?
To anxiety. That's what you get from an anxiety disorder. That's what comes.
Yeah. Yeah. It does definitely trigger anxiety in some people.
And they'll give you like averages. You know, like most babies sleep da 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 or feed this amount of times, you know, like just in there as like feedback. Cause people are like, make these apps and they're like, oh yeah, we'll just give all these people, you know, this information. They don't care. Like, you know, that it's not helpful. It's just it's like information that we have. So let's figure out a way to share it. It's like those alcohol test strip things. It's like, just because you're able to test for alcohol in breast milk does not mean that it's useful to do that.
And that you should do it.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever have one of the apps? Because the apps weren't around when I had my kids. I'm one of those people now that say things like, when I had my kids, that wasn't around.
Yeah. You know, I think that there were apps. I was not tuned into that, though. So, no, I never had any of those. I did have a written poop log, though, that I've told you about, where it was just like every time he pooped, I would write it down, the time, the date, like the consistency, the amount. And I cannot tell you why I was doing that.
I had a client recently. I went to their house and they had a poop calendar hanging on the wall where they would like just write down like on the day.
That's like a poop log. Yeah. You're just writing the poops down for what? Like if your baby is like not eating enough and your doctor is like, oh, you know, we're concerned, you know, whatever, how many poops or they have, and you know, if there's some reason for it where you're like, oh, I haven't really counted. So maybe let me count for a couple of days and see. I don't know. Like, I can see that, but just like, why? You don't have to just like, I had a baby, so now I got to get an app and write down every time they poop.
I can't remember which baby it was for, probably the twins, but I can't remember for sure. I don't think it was Nathan because we were too busy trying to move when he was born. I wasn't doing anything but packing a truck and moving when he was born. So I don't think it was him, but I think it was the twins where I was keeping track of like feeds and poops and pees and stuff, like just writing it down, just like on a little log. And then I got to like, I don't know, week one or something. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I can't be bothered to try to keep up. It was too much to keep up. It was too much to like log everything.
Well, yeah. And why?
Right.
Why are we doing this?
It's just too much to do.
Because it exists. And people go into the apps and be like, oh yeah, do you use this app? Oh no, I don't use the app. Oh yeah, you can like log all their stuff. You can log like how much they've grown. You can log like how much, you know. Then you can get like a thing with every month, whatever, they'll give you like a little update of what your baby should be doing at that time. That's the slippery slope. So that you can worry about your baby not doing that if they're just not doing it at that time.
Right. Now, one of the things that I was reading, because I did look to see if I could find some research on this. And of course, when I Googled it, I did come up with some research about it. I did find some things that said like, oh yeah, they cause anxiety. And then I did find some things that say they were great, but those were usually because of they were like the makers of the apps or something like that. Uh-huh. Or being paid by the app company to blog about it. So the research that I found on it was really interesting because they were talking about like the different apps and like what people want out of an app and what they're looking for. And they said that like the majority of them are not good information. Like they're just, it's just not correct information that they're giving you.
Yeah. It's probably information from Google, which is wrong.
Right. And the evidence-based apps, which there are some evidence-based apps, but they're not used as much because they're not as flashy, right. You know, like they're not as fun and but the evidence-based apps have correct information.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I was saying too, that I'd never really thought about was the evidence-based apps. Most of those also have a security worked in, whereas the other apps don't have security worked in. So people can be getting all your info.
Oh, yeah. Right. Ew.
Which I know.
Otherwise, I never what are you going to do that? With how many times my baby pooped today?
Right. Well, who knows what you put in there?
Yeah.
Like, that's true. And that's, you know, like how much time do you really spend like on these apps, logging stuff, putting your information in there? What if they freeze up? What if they aren't, you know, they aren't good? What if they don't do well for you and you've wasted all of this time putting all this information in and then it crashes? I mean, you just, right. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just like shitty.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even started talking like very specifically about the breastfeeding apps, which I have a lot to say about.
Oh, dear.
Oh, why don't we take a break? And then we'll say more about apps.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Booby Juice. Booby Juice freeze-dries your very own breast milk into shelf-stable powder that you can take on the go with their compact travel pouches or cost-efficiently back up your entire stash with their at-home scoop-and-serve saver pouches. They are a cGMP-certified breast milk processing facility who also specializes in helping families on the move to safely transport and preserve all of mom's liquid gold breast milk. You can ship to Booby Juice using one of their shipping kits that has everything you need to safely ship them your frozen breast milk, or you can schedule a local drop-off if you are near Tempe, Arizona. Booby Juice knows how committed breastfeeders are with providing the best nutrition for their baby. They now offer pumping moms a way to get their stash out of the freezer and put it to work. Booby Juice freeze-dried breast milk offers a convenient way to make bottles on the go, and with the added benefit of fortifying baby snacks and foods. Imagine that, incorporating all of your milk's macronutrition into every bite of baby's first foods. This is also great if you're in an area where you have power outages.
Oh, yeah.
Because that often takes out a person's entire stash. Check them out on Instagram at I Love Booby Juice and visit their website, boobyjuice.com. That's boobiejuice.com, and use code BADASS for 15% off of your order. And today's episode is also brought to you by Similarly Breast Pumps. Similarly Breast Pumps wants you to have control of your pumping journey. With a continuous focus on research and development and a team comprised of CLCs, Similarly Breast Pumps strives to offer pumps for every lifestyle. From ultra-tiny pumps as small as a sticky note to fully adjustable pumps with 85 setting combinations, you're in control of your pumping journey. With resources like virtual breast shield sizing consults in English and Spanish and an exclusive Get the Right Fit program that offers a third set of breast shields for free if the ones that come with the pump don't fit you exactly right. Similarly gives you vital tools for a successful journey, a safe choice for everyone. All Similarly pump parts and storage bags are phthalate and BPA free. Better yet, Simlery breast pumps can be personalized with a fun pump skin pump skin decal, like a little sticker you put on it with a little, with a cool design. You get to pick it. It's really fun. See all their full pump family at Simlery breast pumps. That's C-I-M-I-L-R-E breastpumps.com and use code BADASS for 15% off of your order. And we're going to be running another giveaway this month here in March for their new pump that's coming out. They have a S7 coming out. And Diane and I are going to be doing a live that's kind of pump related. I don't know if Diane remembers that we're doing that, but
yes, I do. It's going to be very fun.
So Simlery breast pumps. I don't think I spelled it for you. It's C-I-M-I-L-R-E breastpumps.com. Code BADASS for 15% off. And all of their all of our sponsors and their promo codes can be found in the show notes under this episode at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com or wherever you're listening from at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. Excuse me. You will find all of our other episodes and information about scheduling your very own one-on-one online lactation consultation with Diane, which is a much better way to spend your money than on these apps.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sure. So Nancy Moorbacher has an app. She has like a breastfeeding solutions app that you can get.
And fun.
Yeah. So you can... I don't know how much it is. You know, it's a few bucks or something like that. Although every World Breastfeeding Week, she puts it out for free, for a free download.
And that would be like an evidence-based app that gives you good information.
And you don't, you're not logging anything. Like if you have an issue, like, you know, say a painful, you know, it's a painful latch. You go in and you choose a, you know, it's like it narrows down what's going on with you. And then it leads to one of her articles or some sort of reliable information about like what could be going on. And like, it's not going to solve your problem, but it can give you information like, you know, is it something you can adjust or is it, do you need to contact a lactation consultant, you know, about that? So it's like, I don't know what you call it. It's like a, you know, like a pool. When there's like all these teams.
Yeah.
So there's like all these problems and you pick that problem and then you narrow the problem down more and then you narrow it down more and then it leads to like the article. And that's, you know, it's really useful. It's not going to solve all of your problems because you need help with some of them, but it can at least help you know what's going on or what possibilities are that it's going on.
And those ones are good. And like the medication apps where you're, yes. You know, you can like...
LactMed.
Look up, things like LactMed where you can look up a medication that you're on and you can find out if it's safe to breastfeed. And that is, you know, those things are evidence-based, they're realistic, they're helpful. But the ones that you need to, that you're tracking every move that your baby makes.
I don't like
those
that.
Those are the ones that can really cause a lot of anxiety. And like we were saying, some of them might not even be giving you correct information.
Exactly. Or they're just giving you no information.
Right.
Where you're like, and here's the ones that I especially don't like. Where it's like, you know, you're it's like a pump log or something. Like how much milk you're pumping, how much how often you're like when you're tracking your feeds. Mm-hmm. You don't have to track your feeds.
No, you do not.
That's like the opposite of what you need to be doing.
I love it when somebody tells me that they don't pay attention to how many times they're feeding their baby. They just feed the baby when the baby needs to be fed.
Yeah.
And that is fantastic. But the people that like, when you feel that need to be tracking everything all the time and to be timing everything all the time, that's the other thing. A lot of these apps will have you timing your feeds too.
Yes, right. You can put in the time it starts, the time it ends. I just
which
don't,
can yeah
especially and that's if gonna, you have a newborn like how do you I don't you don't even always know because they're just on the boob all the time.
I know, and it's a lot to remember, and like people be doing that in my office, be like, oh wait, I forgot to start my timer, because they're so like hyper focused making sure that they're timing everything. And what it, but like I said to you before, like what is that telling you? It's telling you that your baby fed for 25 minutes. So what is that doing? What, in the grand scheme of things, what does that tell you? That your baby fed 25 minutes. Okay. Is that bad? Is it good? Is it indifferent? Do we need to feed longer? Do we need to not feed long as long? What, like, what does it mean? And what is that telling this parent who doesn't know, like, you don't know, I wouldn't know what I was doing anyway. I did not know what I was doing when I had a kid. So if somebody said to me, well, how long did your baby feed for? And why did they feed that long? And, you know, are you trying to get them to feed longer? Like, what is that even? It isn't helping anything. It isn't helping anything but giving you more anxiety over what your baby is doing. And I think that's anxiety provoking enough.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there are so many pump log apps. So you put in the time that you started pumping, the time that you stopped, which I know some people want to pump for 20 minutes, but you don't feel like staring at the clock. Well, you can just set like a timer on your phone. Like if you're on a timer on the pump.
Most of the pumps have a timer on them.
Yeah.
You don't have to set an app for that.
So you have an app. So you do that. And then you put in how many milliliters you got for that day, for that pumping session. And then you do that each time. And then there's a chart that can tell you, like, you know, how each day pumping compares to the other days. Why? I want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to keep track of how much you're pumping, you know, because you're like maybe, you know, you're going to give a certain amount to the daycare or whatever to pump. But like, you're already pumping. You have eyeballs. And you're going to be bringing it home and putting it in a bag. Like, you don't have to think of this extra, like, all this extra work managing this pump. It becomes like a second baby.
It seriously does. It's a lot of extra work that you don't need to be doing.
It is.
And yeah. I don't know, like, did you see how expensive they were? I don't even know how. I mean, I'm sure they're probably not terrible, but.
No, some of them are free. And then some are, I don't know. I think the most was probably like $6 or something, which is still a lot for an app.
Yeah.
That I'm still confused about why you need.
Yeah. I don't know. This thing here that I found says here, evidence-based apps are low in number compared to poor quality apps, which makes the process of finding a usable, appealing, secure, and credible app similar to finding a needle in a haystack.
That sounds promising.
I know, right? Exactly. But they did say, you know, the things that people were looking for, you know, it's a lot. I mean, it just gives you more to do. That's the thing that I just didn't want more to do. That was my thing when I stopped doing the keeping track, is it was just one more thing to do. And it was like, I just can't do it. But when I see people and they show me their whole, you know, and I'm like, okay, how long, you know, because if there's a problem with feeding, yes, I'm going to ask you how many times is the baby eating and, you know, stuff like that, because I'm trying to determine what could be going on and what the problem could be, especially if it's a baby that's not gaining weight.
Right.
And when people like whip out an app and they're like, oh, look at here, we've got all of everything, we've tracked every single thing. Are you paying more attention to that than your baby? Like, is that, totally. is this where we've come? Where we're, and I don't even like people, as soon as somebody says, here's my app, look at, this is all the many times we've fed. I totally like my eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be looking at all of these different, you know, graphs and things like
I need to hear from your mouth,
right?
Like, what is happening?
Yeah,
looking at a graph. Like, there was one I was looking at, one where you could, like, you put in everything, you put in like sleep, feed, diapers, I don't know, and then it's like find a pattern, and then like you can come up and all this big like graph comes up. with different colors for each thing that you're tracking, which to me looks like a whole mess of colors together.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, because now you got to remember what color goes to what. Yeah. Yeah.
And what am I looking at? How is this useful? Yeah.
I know.
This looks like modern art or something. Like, why? It doesn't look like anything is absolutely useful. And there was another one I just saw that where I was like scrolling through like the different things it offers. And it's like it's the same one with the easy to read chart. Yeah, whatever. You put in, it says there's a section for development. And so the baby's name, for example, on here is Jack. So Jack is 8 months old. And then it says down on the bottom, it says 9 months, what Jack should be doing by the end of 9 months.
Oh,
and then
dear.
It says on time, early or delayed. And you enter all of that. And then you can like track how your baby's delayed. Oh, my God.
That is not good.
They should burn this to the ground. And then there's a whole health tracker thing where you can put in symptoms and their fever, their temperature.
But is that taking the place of your doctor?
Why? I don't know. You know, there's a lot of apps that are like, I saw a lot where it's like, log your memories or, baby music app or whatever. Like, whatever. If that floats your boat, fine. You can do that. If that's fun for you to keep photos and stuff in there, great. But like when you're tracking things and you're like, you're creating a situation that's going to cause more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're tracking feeds, like when you're breastfeeding, like you're like what you should be doing. I hate telling people what they should be doing, but really with breastfeeding to work as best as possible, you should just be putting the baby to the breast, just breastfeeding on demand, just kind of just keeping the baby there. Not thinking about the clock, not thinking about logging the start and end of something.
Because then we start looking at it going, oh my gosh, the baby fed 14 times today. Is that too much? Are they not getting enough?
Yeah, right.
What does that
tell me? And then you start questioning it. The baby's feeding a lot that they're not getting enough. And it's like, well, that's backwards.
It really is backwards. Sometimes babies just feed a lot.
And it doesn't take into account, like we talk about, like we don't talk enough about storage capacity. You know, some breasts hold a lot of milk. And it has nothing to do with the size of your breast. It just has to do with the storage capacity of your breast. Some breasts hold a lot of milk. So then baby eats a lot more at a feeding and then goes longer in between. Rather than a parent who has low breast storage capacity where the baby eats more frequently. There's no difference. The baby's eating the same amount in a 24-hour period. It just, the baby knows to either come back more frequently or to not, because they've got a lot more than the baby next door who's eating. It's all the same.
Right.
So you're tracking these things. What are you getting out of it?
Your app is not going to tell you.
It's not going to tell you that.
Milk storage capacity or any of that stuff. It's not. And it is going to cause more anxiety for you. I've had a lot of people tell me that they finally stopped the app and that helped them. It helped them a lot when they stopped using it.
Yeah, I think when you take the focus off of the app or any kind of logging that you're doing, you take that away, you really can feel the difference. Like you'll feel like you just have more, you'll have more space. There's more space in your brain to just connect with your baby. So just try to take some of the anxiety down, because it's also a place to put your anxiety. Mm-hmm. So then it's just kind of like fueling it. Instead of maybe try to sit down on the couch with your baby and take some deep breaths and try to just like imagine, you know, I don't know, that you're like riding a wave of anxiety and then the wave dissipates and try to like calm down.
Get the monkey off your back.
Yeah. Now there was, remember we worked with Peanut? Peanut is an app where you meet other parents in your area, or there's just other parents on there.
Yep.
It's just for meeting
people. That would be cool. Yeah.
That's great. You know, like those are great. That's fine. That's going to be great. Actually, you should do that because people need more people in their lives. But as far as any tracker goes, I don't care if it's feeding, if it's pumping, if it's development, if it's sleep. I see nothing good about any of this.
No.
It's all bad news.
So try to stay away from them.
Freak out on me about this, what I'm saying, but I know. I just really believe it. Nothing good is going to come from that.
So try to stay away from them if you can.
And if you're on it, try to kick it like a drug.
I know, because they become habitual.
They do. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye. Good luck. Bye.